There's nothing else in any pen. Apparently, there's a call that could be a bank.
And they were supposed to put in like.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Sip, Share, and Savor podcast. My name is Allie, and this is probably not the episode that you are expecting to hear in the feed today. I did have an episode planned to drop today, but I have been under the weather for the last week or so, and between that and starting my new job, editing was a bit difficult, so I opted to record an episode all on my own, and you get to listen to me for about 15, 20 minutes. How about that? So buckle in, grab your favorite drink, and let's sit and chat. So we're just going to talk a little bit about myself. I noticed that on my first episode, I didn't really talk about myself at all or who I am and why this has become a passion project for me. So I am a 14-year vet of the hospitality industry in the lower Delaware area. I started off, you know, from the bottom, like most of us do, from the bottom and worked my way up. I worked for a restaurant group in the Delaware Beach area, and I worked there for about 10 years, and I ended up becoming a general manager for them for about 6 to 8 of those years-ish, give or take. I did leave that group in 2021, which was probably like the downward slope of COVID, and just opted for a lifestyle change. And that's when I moved over to a winery. I became a tasting room manager for about 3.5 years. And that was a great experience. Very different kind of atmosphere than a restaurant, but I am grateful for that experience nonetheless. And now I am back in restaurants. I just started a new job with a female run and operated restaurant group. It's called the Megan Collective. This group owns 4 restaurants in the Rehoboth Lewis area. So I'm really excited to start with them and see how my career progresses with them. But throughout my 14 years in the industry, I have seen and experienced a whole lot of things. Everything from harassment to camaraderie to being yelled at, customer incivility to being, sought after by regulars, for great service, the whole gamut of things. And it's really formed me as a person. And I think that my experiences in hospitality really shape how this podcast is going to move forward. I really want to dive into talking with female entrepreneurs, and I want to talk to just, female workers on the front lines, get their experiences, get their stories, and really highlight what's going on in our industry, because I don't think that there's a whole lot of people who are taking this seriously enough to highlight, to bring awareness. I'm just going to tell a story about myself. Way back when I was with this restaurant group, I was managing, and I definitely experienced repeated harassment from an employee, and there were not many resources where I could reach out to comfortably and report this harassment. And I think that's really unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate that there are not enough opportunities for people to reach out when they are being harassed or if they are being mistreated and not feel like they're going to become ostracized from the group. And I think that is a serious issue that we need to talk about in within this industry. Years later, I was telling a more detailed story about this story in more detail to a friend of mine who was working with me at the time, and he had mentioned, you know, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you say anything to me? I would have done something. And I just kind of looked at him and I said, would you have, or would you have just laughed it off, or would you have just brushed it aside? Because that's just what happens. And I kind of made him think a little bit. And I was like, I didn't, at the time, I didn't really feel comfortable telling anybody. I just, you know, had to buck up and deal with it. And that's really a terrible side effect of the industry that we're in. More recently, I had heard a story about someone who was working in a kitchen, and they were talking about the language that was being used, and the female who was working on the kitchen with them said, oh, you better just get used to it because that's just how it is. And when I heard this story recently, I was in complete shock. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, especially coming from another female. And that's just a sad reality of what happens in some of these kitchens. A lot of these kitchens are not, you know, rainbow and sunshines and butterflies. A lot of these kitchens are really tough to work in. But to not have the support of your fellow female line cook is really disheartening. And I mean, it's a good thing that this person didn't really take it to heart because they're still with the group that they're with. But that mentality needs to change. Like, that's not, what's being said on a kitchen line is not okay, especially if someone feels uncomfortable with it. I think that this industry not only expands into restaurants, but it goes into tasting rooms, and it goes into tap rooms, and it goes into hotels, and it goes through every aspect of the hospitality industry. Recently, the Court of Master Sommeliers had issued, I would say issues, issues is a very late term, had some run-ins with folks who were reporting sexual harassment claims, and master sommeliers that were taking sexual favors for tutoring for younger sommeliers. And that is also not okay. You're in a position of power, and you're in a position of someone looks up to you as like a young sommelier. You should not be using your power or influence to exert some sort of control or feel like you can demand things from younger sommeliers. So that's just another experience in a different aspect of the hospitality industry that reflects the inherent problems within the industry itself. So I know this is not, again, not the episode that you were looking forward to, but I hope you bear with me through this process and send me some good vibes as I try to battle this sinus infection, and help, and just stick with me, because I know I've got some episodes in the editing process right now that are going to turn out to be really, really fruitful, and I hope that in the next week or so I could get them out so you can hear these stories, because it's really important that you hear them. So thank you for listening to me for the last 10 minutes or so. I appreciate you, and I hope to talk with you all soon. Thank you.